Hi, this is Scott Bradley, Pinhead from the Hellraiser movies, and you are listening to Underground Horror Radio, and you'd better keep listening or I will tear your soul apart.
And welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com. It is your hostess, Nicole Velasquez Jordan, author. And with me, as always, is my partner in all things, Mr. Justin McPatches.
Yes.
Say hello to the nice people, Justin.
Hello. I'm very new at this.
Hello. Hello. Say very nice things. Hello. So anyway, you just heard Doug Bradley promoing our show. Yesterday was his birthday.
Happy birthday to him.
Yeah. Happy birthday to him.
We'll see him at Spooky along with the other Cenobites.
Yeah. We're very excited about that.
It is going to be freaking awesome.
Yes. So happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Yeah, so we are back. It is now the second week of September.
It's exactly a month. Well, actually, it's the 8th now. Yeah. It's the 8th. You know what this means? As of yesterday?
Yes.
It is exactly 1 month to Spooky Empire. Last week was the first week of Halloween.
Yes.
Which is in September now, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
Me and several other people.
Yes.
Yes.
Halloween is a way of life.
Halloween is a Halloweenism, which is a holiday I made up that doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's going to be awesome. Spooky's going to be really big, so we're excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then our friend Tyson Hanks, author, who, you know, we met at Spooky some odd years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What year is this for us? Five?
This is five, yes.
Okay, this is 5 years, not counting Mayhem.
No.
Okay. And we've been guest for... I've been guest for three. You've been guest for four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It all kind of runs together.
It's like one big party.
It really is.
Yeah.
But a couple of years ago, we got, you know, hey, Tyson, you know, we met him. He was super cool.
Mm-hmm.
I've had him on the podcast, you know, interviews a couple times when he had that website going.
Yep.
Was it Nerdonomicon? Something like that. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. Mm-hmm. And now he's got a book coming out, and he's got a website, you know, TysonHanks.com.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook page is author Tyson Hanks. And he's got himself a little podcast now, which is like the mind of Tyson Hanks, where he talks about stuff he's into and, you know, general
writing
Q&A.
Stuff
yep.
and that kind of stuff.
And plays some cool tunes. So very awesome.
Yes.
Definitely check that out. He's a good friend of ours. Good dude. Very awesome. So that's that. Spooky's 1 month away. Halloween Horror Nights starts... What week was that? Next week?
Next weekend.
Mm-hmm. Next weekend.
Yep.
Okay. Holy shit. We're already second weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a busy week last week.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we got a busy month coming.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So we're doing pretty good. Some movies are coming out.
Yeah,
the last review we did was with Don't Breathe.
Yes.
Okay. So now we got, what is it?
The Disappointments Room.
Okay.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. You and I both saw the new Underworld.
Yes.
Blood Wars.
I just hope it's better than the last one.
Preview. It looks like it is. It looks like it's not going to be about.
Did you like 4?
Him at all? Yeah, I did.
I didn't like 4.
Yeah, I did.
The kid, I don't know what it was about it. I just did not like it.
Yeah, but this is about her just trying to you know, stop the war. But
because I liked 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Or 3, 2, 1. Or 3, 1, 2. Yeah.
She Kate Beckinsale is also in the Disappointments Room. So, yeah, that's where that came from. So that's why that was my little... lead into that. I'm looking forward to it. We didn't hear too much about it. It just all of a sudden cropped up and, oh, now, by the way, it starts.
I kind of like that, though.
Yeah.
Because then you don't really have any... Don't Breathe was good, but it did have a lot of hype behind it, too.
It did, yeah,
And so it's one of those things where you don't want to... Because we've been hurt by the hype machine before.
It follows.
Yeah. If you want to watch a really good Carpenter movie that doesn't have Carpenter directing, just watch Halloween 3.
Yeah, pretty much.
There it is. Well, we'll talk about that later, too, because I just love Halloween 3, and I was looking at the imagery today. Yeah. And there was an article written in one of the online sites about how it went from a failure to 30 years later, people are like, this movie's awesome. You know, because back then it was mad about Michael Myers. But I'm excited for this room, this disappointment room. Yeah, I don't know anything about it, so that's kind of cool.
We'll have a report to give next week. Yeah,
I kind of like that, though. You know, like I said, sometimes it's good just to go in.
Right. Speaking of movies, somebody did get to see a movie this week, last week.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Yes.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. What can I say about that movie?
Ha 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 ha.
No, I'm just kidding. It's a slasher movie. No, so me and Charboil from Charboil and El Bendito's Power Hour of Love, which is on after this, part of the Geeky Block we got here on Podunk Radio.
Yes.
Me and him went down. He got his tickets to go down to Boca to see the very one-night premiere of 31, Rob Zombie's new movie, which I knew nothing about because whenever it came up before, I was like, eh.
Yeah.
So I thought that was good, though, because I did watch it, and then there was a Q&A, which really wasn't a Q&A. It was just Rob Zombie talking. Nobody asked any I mean, there's questions that showed up on the screen, but for all we know, Sherry wrote them. So we went and saw that, and what can I say? Well, I will say this. I'm not going to give any away spoilers. The reason why is because it officially comes out like sometime sooner in October, right?
Yeah. And mid-October.
I don't want to give that away because that's not fair.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do that. But what I will say is this. It's a 50-50 movie. Everything that I've seen about it so far, including some interviews or quick questionnaires that we gave at the actual premiere, which is going to air on Charboil and El Bendito's Power Hour Love after this. They actually have the audio, and they'll play that as well. I'm sure they'll mention that. It was kind of 50-50. It really was. All the reviewers that I know online that I like and the YouTubers, it's it's really 50-50. Either they hate it or people liked it or loved it, rather. And that's how, the, you know, one couple, oh, yeah, we loved it. One couple, eh, hated it. And my own personal response was I liked it for what it was. It really was okay. If you like Devil's Rejects, if you like House of a Thousand Corpses, then you'll like this movie a lot, I think. It was brutal. It had Rob Zombie like dialogue with fuckity fuck fuck. That kind of stuff. But it wasn't like terrible. It was a lot like The Running Man, which he's like, oh no, I haven't watched that since I was a kid. Whatever. This movie's got The Running Man, basically. it's basically The Running Man. And if anybody out there listening has ever seen Slashers, which is that Japanese game show movie had the Americans on it,
right?
That they're going through, like, anyway, it's like that. It's a lot like that too. Lou Temple was in it. I recognized him because we actually met Lou Temple.
Psycho Head.
Yeah, he was a nice dude. Sherry Moon's in it, but it wasn't like there was like no Danny Trejo. There was no Bill Moseley.
Which, he's not in it.
No,
oh.
No, or Sid Haig. Neither one of them.
Yeah.
The one reoccurring guy was the guy, the ambulance driver, who plays Doomhead, who was a better Joker than Jared Leto. Like, he should have been, like, instead of playing Joe Chill in Batman Begins, he should have been the fucking Joker.
Yeah.
No offense to Heath. But, like, the makeup, and he kind of came out like Nosferatu. Anyway, it's really, really good for that. He is a badass character. People like it so much, I think they want a part two with him in it. That's what I read somewhere. I'm not sure if that's true. But anyway, I'd say I'd give it maybe 2.5 pumpkins. I'd say it's good if you watch it, but once you watched it, then you've seen it.
Actually, it says the wide release is going to be the 16th of September, so that's cool.
Okay, so it's next week. Okay.
That's good.
All right, so there you go, but I won't spoil it for you.
No.
But it, like I said, 2.5 pumpkins. It's watchable. I always said, if he does his original stuff, it's fine. Don't do remakes. However, I really do think because of the imagery and how he films things, and I know he has a love for Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I really think that if he did and didn't really fuck or make a backstory for it as much, I really think he could do a good Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I really do think that. Maybe tone down the dialogue. But as far as imagery goes, he's got the...
He's terrible at dialogue, though.
Oh, I know. Have somebody else write it. He just needs to direct it, not write it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, 2.5 pumpkins. I guess there's a few people that really... Either they hate it or love it. I'm in between, really.
I didn't get to see it. I want to go see it just because he said it wasn't too bad. Normally, I have a kind of anti-Rob Zombie thing going because of Halloween. So, yeah.
All right. Well, let's play some tunes.
All right.
When we come back, we'll talk about Spooky and we'll talk about
Fright Nights. Cool stuff coming
up. Cool stuff coming up. Halloween store.
Woo-woo.
Cool stuff. We'll be back.
Yep.
Like this, one thing's for sure. There's only one cure, one cure for a fading life.
welcome back to Underground Horror Radio.
On podunkradio.com. But you knew that listening, right?
You knew that, yeah. And we just heard Halloween.
Yes, before we get into that, because that's awesome. We had Caverman, Castlevania. We had the Stellar Corpses with Vampire's Kiss. Kitty in the Casket with Monster High School Party. And, of course, the legendary Misfits with Halloween. So, yes.
Halloween.
What can I say? The fucking Halloween. Misfits.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
It happened.
It happened.
33 years in the making.
I said this on the mix I did last night. Yeah, it finally happened, like, in my lifetime. Because they broke up in 83, and I was all of 1 year old when that happened.
Shut up.
Shut up. You shut up. So that happened. So my whole life, it was like, oh, okay. Well, so I, you know, there was Graves, which was awesome, Graves uh-huh. era. Uh-huh. And then Jerry's various different people. I think he replaced the whole band at some point now.
Yeah.
You know, his son's playing and all that. And we got to see him twice. In mm-hmm. fact, the one of the times after I met you, I'm like, hey, do you want to go see the Misfits?
Yep.
Didn't happen that weekend, but that's okay. We made up for it last year.
Yeah.
With a double feature.
Yeah. Social distortion.
Social distortion and the Misfits the day after, yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, like, yeah, I like Danzig stuff, Samhain and all that. And I like, you know, all the Misfits stuff. So it was always cool because they had footage from an old, old, old recording on YouTube. We have the records. We have the CDs, the MP3s. So it's not like it's disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we always had that. And so, like, for 15 years now, me, Boots, Matt, Bart, Mad Dog, we all talk shit.
Because
mm-hmm. it's like it's never going to fucking happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I watched a lot of YouTube interviews with Jerry, and it's like, no, I don't think it's going to happen. Glenn used to get mad about the Misfits. And yeah, you'd have your occasional Doyle and Danzig would play together.
Mm-hmm.
And they would do some covers of Misfit songs. It was mm-hmm. pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But they got, you know, in May, they're like, oh, this is really going to happen. And that was right after, and Boots brought this up, this is right after all those fake events, like Limp Bizkit was going to play at fucking gas station. And a lot of them were funny, so I'm like, no, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Good job. I mean, right. I was laughing. Then I saw the poster, and I'm like, original lineup? Huh? Mm-hmm. Now, which, by the way, was Bobby Steele before Doyle,
uh-huh.
which will be at Spooky.
Uh-huh.
And then Doyle posted it, and I'm like, well, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's legit because Doyle posted.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't some website or anything like that. It was Doyle.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, holy shit. So everybody stopped dead in their tracks. Mm-hmm. It was like, all right, so two things are going to happen. Either they're going to do it or they're going to kill each other.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So months went on, and nothing bad yet. Okay, cool. Jerry did an interview. Sweet. All right, we're getting there. Cool. Mm-hmm. And it was like, all right, this is going to be awesome. Sold out Riot Fest.
Yes.
Sold
like that.
Fucking out. Mm-hmm. You know, fuck Guns N' Roses. This was the shit people were really waiting
really?
On.
Really, yeah.
And it happened, and people were videotaping it, and we watched it, and it was fucking glorious.
Mm-hmm.
So awesome. It was so good. And if they don't do any more after Riot Fest, or if they destroy each other at Riot Fest
mm-hmm.
at Chicago, which, knock on wood, metal, whatever. Mm-hmm. Don't let it happen. But
right.
it happened. It's like it's in history now.
Mm-hmm.
It is in stone. It happened. At least for one night, mm-hmm. we got what we wanted. God mm-hmm. damn it. And it was fucking glorious. And I envy any motherfucker that was there.
Mm-hmm.
But the videos all came out pretty good. And I was like, oh, this is so awesome. So super stoked about that. Everybody that liked horror punk was all like writing like, yes, you know, mm-hmm. everybody's happy.
Yes.
So anyway, that was awesome. So good job. If you're going to Chicago Riot Fest, which I heard Miss Crystal Capitini is going along with the other Misfits, Misfits, yes,
mm-hmm.
who we interviewed a couple years ago
mm-hmm.
and who are great Misfit cover bands of all ladies.
Mm-hmm.
So awesome.
Yes.
They're super nice. So, good luck in Riot Fest. Awesome stuff. Mm-hmm. I think Social League is playing Riot Fest in Chicago, too, so that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's that. What else?
So, speaking of this weekend,
this
also, Horror Hound
Oh, yes.
Horror Hound Weekend is this weekend from the 9th to the 11th. And
I wish we were videoing. I got Horror Hound magazine. I could whore it.
Yeah, we do. Horror Hound's one of our favorite magazines. And yeah, so they have a lot of really great guests. Brad Dourif, most That's of awesome. The cast of
Joel.
Child's Play.
Joel's going to be there DJing.
Yes, Joel's going to be DJing on Saturday night.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Joel Robinson.
Yes.
Got his paintings on the wall.
Yes. And there's also going to be a Fright Night reunion. William Ragsdale. Amanda Bears, Stephen Jeffries, Chris Sarandon.
I think that was the only one we were missing last year was Sarandon. Wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't remember if he was there or not.
He wasn't.
Yeah. Ted Raimi's going to be there.
Nice.
Andrew Devoff is going to be there.
Ooh.
Tony Todd, Dee Wallace. And we were just talking about Halloween 3. Mr. Tom Atkins will be there.
Fucking thrill me. God
yes.
damn.
Yes.
I want him to come down here.
Yeah. Our sweet friend Linnea Quigley will be there.
Linnea's awesome.
Your least favorite Halloween film, Halloween 6.
Is Paul Rudd going to be there?
No.
Oh, but, no Paul.
Everybody else, it looks like.
No
yeah.
immortal Paul Rudd?
No.
I don't think he's embarrassed by it. I just think Marvel's letting him do it.
Yeah. Tom Holland was supposed to be there. I didn't know that.
Tom
but he
Holland.
Had to cancel due to work.
He's always working, Tom
and
Holland.
And Barry Bostwick was supposed to be there, but he had to cancel due to work. So, but there's a lot of other people. I'm not going through everybody, but...
Horror Hound's a big thing.
Yeah, just... Horror Hound's huge.
Is it always in the same place?
They do it a couple times a year. It's in Indianapolis at the Indianapolis Marriott. So just go on the website. David Arquette's going to be there.
Oh, wow.
Michael Rooker's going to be there.
The Rook.
Jamie Kennedy. They're doing a Scream thing with David Arquette and Jamie Kennedy and Ghostface. There's lots of things happening. Ken Page is going to be there with Chris Sarandon from Nightmare Before Christmas. Ken Page is Oogie Boogie. And Chris Sarandon, of course, is... Jack Skellington.
But only in words.
He doesn't do the singing.
That's Danny Elfman.
Yeah, and actually Danny Elfman's going to do the Hollywood Bowl. He's going to perform the soundtrack for Nightmare Before Christmas.
Get the fuck out of here.
At the Hollywood Bowl. The Hollywood Bowl, yes. At the Hollywood Bowl this
okay.
year.
I thought I was going to say, and you can see Danny Elfman from Oingo Boingo and many, 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 many composers from many, many movie soundtracks, including Batman, including Spider-Man, and a bunch of other stuff, at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
I thought that's what you were going to say.
At the Holiday Inn. At the Hollywood Bowl.
No, Hollywood Bowl, but it's like yeah. at the Holiday Inn. Limp Bizkit will be playing.
It's a huge event, and it's him and a full orchestra.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So
is he singing?
Yes.
Because I know for a while he was retiring.
Yeah. No, he's going to sing.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So. Cool. No, apparently he's going deaf. That's where the problem
yeah,
is.
Okay.
It's not that he can't sing.
Yeah, he wasn't
sing.
Blind. It was going deaf. That's
yeah.
what it was.
Yeah. So apparently he's had some.
He's doing better.
Improvement with that. So, yeah. So that's exciting. So, yeah, we have the Horror Hound coming up. Hopefully you and I next year will get
next
to go to
year.
Horror Hound. Spooky Empire, we know, is coming up. There's lots of great guests.
Remember, you can see Danny Elfman at the Holiday Inn. Also, Fred Durst and Limp Bizkit's playing at Sunoco. It's just funny to me. I wish we should put that on audio and just be like a clip.
Shut up.
Danny Elfman. This is Halloween. Pay my bills. I am broke. He's not broke, though.
He's not broke. He's
Fuck
got more
no.
money than fucking God.
Right?
I think him and Tim Burton probably have like
all the money.
All stitched up everywhere, yeah.
Helena, goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Depp, you want a piece of this dough?
Yeah. There you go.
Johnny doesn't need it. He's good.
Nah.
So, yeah, Spooky Empire's coming up. They added more Stranger Things kids.
Yeah.
I'm actually okay with that because here's why. It's a good show for one, even though it's only 8 episodes. Mm-hmm. Netflix, good job.
Mm-hmm.
All the Carpenter and all the Stephen King all mm-hmm. rolled up into one.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what this is? Mm. This is the new Walking Dead. I'm so happy about that because I'm so sick of the fucking Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Walker, Stalker, fuck you.
Yeah.
And I'm nothing against the people who made the convention personally or any of the actors. It's not that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so sick of the fucking Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm. It's too much now. And the thing is,
they got that stupid Fear, which I don't want to watch.
Fear of the Walking Dead, and that's like in a downward spiral. Apparently, the ratings are dropping. Yeah, but I just don't. My thing is this, okay? When you focus a convention on a specific show,
yeah,
when they've already been at every convention ever,
right?
Okay, and you do that, then it's hard enough to get to meet any of those people without shelling out buttloads of money. And why would you have to pay an additional buttload of money to go to a specific convention when you're still going to have to pay a buttload of money
just to get in?
Just to get in and just to get to them to get them to sign anything or to meet anybody.
Yeah.
You know, $50 to say hello. But what?
But
what?
So I'd rather next year at Halloween Horror Nights have a Stranger Things house. That's all I care about. No, but the point is, it's nice to have.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think the big thing is Stranger Things, yes. Which rightfully so. It's a really good show.
Well, and season 2's been greenlit,
yep.
And they said already that there's going to be, it's not just going to be a rehash. They have a direction that they're going in. So,
all right, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And it's just nice to see that. I don't think I saw one Walking Dead person this year announced yet, which mm-hmm. is fine.
Yeah.
Again, I'm nothing against them, but every year it's been Walking Dead.
Yeah.
It's at fucking Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah.
All right, we got the house now. It's all the seat. I don't care.
Yeah.
You fuck me
all year. All year round. But actually, that installation that they have at the one in Disneyland.
You mean Hollywood?
Yeah.
It's not Disneyland.
Disney World. Yeah, Disney World. Universal.
Universal.
Is it Universal?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, the installation that they have in California.
Right.
Okay. That's actually pretty cool. They used animatronics and stuff and actually made it look like
it's an actual thing. It's not just some house.
It's not just some house built around the concept. It's actually the locations from
That's cool.
The film, yeah. So
that's fine.
Yes.
If it's like the Haunted Mansion for Walking Dead, sweet. That's mm-hmm. awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm just, for every year a house, like, mm-hmm. come on.
Yeah. And it was like the biggest house they've ever had, and it was the worst house ever.
Ever. We waited in line for that.
Stood in line for
2 hours. Thank God we went to Halloween first.
Yes.
Had we not done that, we would have been real
pissed.
Oh. You would have fucking lost your
killed
shit.
Killed somebody. Yeah. Anyway, so what else did I want to say? There was something else I wanted to say.
I don't know.
Speaking of Halloween and Doug Bradley and all of that, Walmart has T-shirts.
They do. Our good friend Adolf, who's awesome, who uh-huh. goes to concerts all the time, was at Green Jelly.
Yeah,
he works at Walmart, and he posted about that, and we saw that, so we got some shirts.
Yes,
$7.50.
Yes, and they have some really cool ones that are movie
related.
Yeah, non specific movie related. Like there was this really cool one that's got a scarecrow on the front. That's kind of scary, and I liked it. So,
what do you think, Arnold? Good deal.
Good deal.
Good deal. All right, we'll be back. We're gonna play some tunes.
All right.
ghosts are waiting, so won't you joy House on Haunted Hill?
You cannot cry, you cannot scream, but freezing fear you only feel. You're not alone, and are you alive? Enjoy the party and try to not die.
Sexy scent. girl dressed in her fancy clothes. She was a killer by then, I suppose. She was a dream, cause it all went bad. Even though she was the best that he had.
Monster Vision host Joe Bob Briggs and Friday the 13th, Part 6 on TNT.
And welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on Podunk Radio.
Please pay us money.
.com.
No, really. So, yes, after this is a new episode of Charboil and El Bandito's Power Hour of Love. If you like geeky shit, Nintendo, and all kinds of cool stuff, you'll check it out.
Yes.
I handpicked this show.
Yes.
Reminds me a lot
of... And besides, it's least work because you just, you know, you're already listening to us, so just leave it on.
Yeah, leave it on.
Just leave it on.
But no, really, they remind me a lot of the really, really, really beginnings of Not For Air, so I'm very happy. Those guys are fantastic. They do an awesome job. Actually, everybody on Podunk Radio does an awesome job, so I couldn't be happier with that. Mm-hmm. Also, real quick, here's what you heard. Overdue Exorcism with you. Dirty Danzig. I like what they did there. House on the Hill, Coffin Cast with Graveyard Tree, and Tony Jones and the Cretan Three. Yes, that is the same Tony Jones that is on Saturdays here on Podunk Radio right after the repeat of Loud, Fast, and Shitty at 7 p.m., and Tony Jones is on at 9. He's on before a while ago, and now he's back, so super fantastic fun.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's that. Good stuff.
Awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce. So let's talk about Fright Nights.
Yes. They've announced the houses.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
Fright Nights is the South Florida Fairgrounds haunted attractions put on for a very long time since I remember as a teenager, or at least a kid.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't go to Universal, you can't go to Orlando and you're in Florida, Fright Nights will definitely be awesome. It's a lot cheaper than, say, Universal or Hallowscream over at Busch Gardens.
And they really do make the most of it. It's really they really do a lot of work.
We've been going and helping out and promoting that for the last 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
Since we've been doing a show, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And every year it gets better and better. So this year they have 4 houses again, and plus a midway and all that.
Uh-huh.
And so right now this is what we got. We got The Void. And it's got a cool picture of a monster there.
Uh-huh.
Just go to myfrightnights.com as well to check out everything right now they have going on. Right. If you're in the Florida area and you got nothing really going on in October and you want to make some extra money maybe, they're doing a casting call very soon.
Actually, next weekend.
Next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
For a position. So if mm-hmm. you think you got what it takes to be a character type mm-hmm. person and freak mm-hmm. people out and mm-hmm. get the dress and badass makeup, mm-hmm. go for it.
Yeah.
So we have The Void, which is a terrifying trip in the darkness where evil lurks in the shadows.
Uh-huh.
We have a Sunnyville schoolhouse. The school may be closed, but no one told the demons within. Very uh-huh. cool. Doll Factory, which lives behind their empty smiles and glassy eyes. So I assume they got dolls in there. Awesome. And
yeah.
Pestilence, which looks really cool, the picture. As the plague doctors attempt to rid of the city of the decimating disease, Nosferatu's blood rain begins.
Ooh, so that's vampires.
Ooh.
Nice.
And
nice.
I like the plague doctor thing.
Yes, very nice.
Very cool. So definitely, definitely, definitely fucking check out myfrightnights.com. If you're in South Florida, you know, and you lived here for at least a couple of years, you know what this is. So I don't think you knew before you met me, right? Well, you lived in West Palm.
I knew what it was. Yeah, I knew what it was.
West Palm.
I just never.
You lived right by the fairgrounds.
Yeah,
right?
I had never been to it. Yeah, I literally right. lived down the street and around the corner
okay.
from the fairgrounds.
So that's what's going on with that. Again, it's a really cool event.
They do great, great.
They
work.
Do a great job.
They're
and
a great team. We yep. were there for the last night of the first year we went.
Day after Halloween, actually.
Yeah. No. We were there for the last night of the first year we went. The first year we went wasn't Halloween. It was their last night.
It was the first. It got cold.
That was last year.
No, it wasn't. Last year we went before because we went to Morbid Movies and saw the movie. We saw Reanimator after, and that was in October.
That's right.
Before Spooky.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we went with Jeff the first year.
Yeah.
And it was cold. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Definitely check it out. Uh-huh. These guys are amazing. They put on a really, really good event. Now, with that said, over the weekend, Nicole and myself and Jeff
mm-hmm.
were in the Vero Mall, bored. I was in your shoes. Mm-hmm. And they had the Spirit Halloween.
And it's actually a pretty big store in the Vero Mall.
It really was. And they had a lot of cool stuff this year, I have to say.
Yes.
So far.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
They had some cool masks and the usual tripe.
Mm-hmm.
But the three-headed dog was cool.
Yeah, Cerberus, he was cool.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we walked around. We're going to get more Halloween stuff as time goes.
Oh, and the werewolf.
Oh yeah, the werewolf.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there was an animatronic werewolf.
Yeah.
So that was really awesome
mm-hmm.
as well. And you know, they had cool costumes and all that stuff. Of course, there were many Joker and Harley Quinn costumes. So we knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad was the big thing this year, and
mm-hmm.
Batman,
mm-hmm.
Batman, Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and some Avengers, like Civil War stuff.
Yeah.
So they had a lot of that kind of stuff. They had scary stuff. They had some cool masks. Furry masks that would...
yeah, that weren't scary. They were furries. Scary for a different reason.
Right. Well,
not horror masks.
Some of them were, though.
If you were... I know some of them
some
were.
Some of them, but not
but
all
if
of
you're,
them.
If you just want to dress up as a cute and fluffy bunny...
Then that's your thing.
Yeah.
They had a lot of cool props.
Yeah, they did.
So, and they had a couple of masks. Nicole was looking at some masks,
mm-hmm.
maybe some masquerade masks.
Mm-hmm.
We do have an event coming up in a couple next month.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing yet. I got the robot thing, but I got other mm-hmm. stuff I want to do, too. So it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
However.
Yes. Oh, my God.
However.
Why?
Let me just go back to this, because this has been going on since I... Now... I have a quick question, though. I'm not sure if this is actually... I don't know if it's because it's Spirit that this happens, because I didn't work for Spirit. I worked for Halloween Express, and we had a CD.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I will find out more, because I want to go to Stewart sometime soon and go to the Halloween Express, too, and check that out.
Right.
Also check out that the Spirit that's down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But again, they weren't playing Halloween music.
No.
Not even a little.
No.
So... That's okay, Nicole, because we're going to play a game. So, oh, before we get into this, real quick, Hellevator.
Oh, yes, Hellevator. Season 2 starts in a month.
Yes.
And season 1 is now on Netflix.
Yep, you can download, or you can stream it all.
I started watching the first episode, and the Soska sisters do not fuck around.
No, they are so awesome.
Yes. So go check it out.
Yeah, definitely awesome.
Plus, they had an anniversary for American Mary 3 years ago this past week.
Was it really 3 years? Yeah, but it didn't come out for us until June or July.
No, it hit Netflix 3 years
ago. Oh, okay. Yes. Because
we got it in 2012.
Okay. That was a good year.
Yeah, it didn't hit Netflix till 2013. Okay. So 3 years ago. This last week.
Yes. And we'll actually play the interview in October.
Yeah.
A bunch of our interviews we did on our way to Spooky.
Bits and pieces, yeah.
Yeah. So with that said, I got a little thing for Nicole here about the Halloween store, because my poor wife loves Halloween just as much as I do, which is why we're together.
Yes.
Halloween store music should not be rave music unless it's like that one Boogeyman song that we like.
Uh-huh.
So that is not whatever. What did we even hear? Did we hear Journey? I don't know what we heard.
I don't even know what
it was. Crap.
Yeah.
It wasn't Halloween music.
I tried to tune it out.
Kids, this is what Halloween music sounds like. And I'm not talking about horror punk bands or anything like that. Something you might hear in a Halloween store, at least when I was growing up, and at least when I was working at a Halloween store many years ago. This is what I remember. Stuff right. like. Yeah, all right, see? So they would have, like, Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And then this is a classic that I remember. Okay, true story. Oh, God, what year was it? 98? 99? I can't remember. I was 16, whatever year that was. When I worked at Walmart in October, Halloween time, they had Walmart radio, which I guess got me to where I'm at now, too. They would play fucking music, Halloween music.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it, and the people that used to sound off on there all sound like their country. I think it's in Arkansas. I don't know. But they would play stuff like this. Now, any Halloween store, anything related to Halloween, you know this fucking song is being played.
I was working in the lab late one night.
I grew up on that.
I know, right? It's a great fucking song.
Yeah, like
for my monster from his slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
Okay, this is Halloween music.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on.
Okay, so we all know that's fucking Halloween music. All right, what else we got? Another Halloween song that was mainstream, and it wasn't even like punk or anything. It was just mainstream, but it was totally, totally, totally. Oh, not counting Bad Moon Rising. I forgot that one. That's in there, too. I've heard that.
Yes.
This one.
I better not hear Kid Rock come on
there. It's not fucking Kid Rock. Here, I'll fess.
Walking through the streets of
Soho in the rain.
Warren Zevon, baby.
For the place called Lee Ho Forks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Ow, werewolves of London.
Again, fucking Halloween
Ow.
Music. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else I got? Of course, this one. In fact, this, although it was not done by the original band, I walked out to my wedding in it by a horror punk band that covered it.
Mr. Elfman.
Right? But no, this is, yeah.
Yes.
Leave your body and soul at the door. Don't run away, it's only me.
I almost fucking feel like we should just make a list and send it to the Halloween store and be like, hey.
There you go.
This is what you need to fucking do.
Stick this on your machine.
Knock the fucking nonsense you got going on up there. Yeah. Now, I understand if it's a corporate thing and they're like, here, we're just going to play a feed.
Yeah.
But still, why wouldn't you have
Halloween
music in your Halloween store?
Right.
I'm no expert. We all know this is Halloween and its finest.
Yes.
And that's been heard before. I mean, they've done... Walmart used to sell these Halloween CDs that were soundtracks. Mm-hmm. Fucking... Yeah, most of them were covers because they couldn't get the rights or whatever, but... Still fucking awesome.
I have a couple of different CDs with all that stuff on it, and it's all like I have one that's like the 101 string orchestra classical adaptations of it, and it has like the Psycho music,
right?
And Tubular Bells, Jaws,
like this one.
They get that size, golly gee. When you turn those heaters on, roll with me.
That's not really a Halloween song, though.
Oh, Jeepers Creepers is still creepy. All right, fine. How about this?
Oh, goody. The three of us are going to sing.
I don't know. Something with Bing Crosby, I just assumed. All right. Oh, that's the Manson version. You hate that.
Yeah.
All right, this for sure, since at least 1980, was it 81?
84.
84 has been a Halloween song.
83.
Yeah.
It's close to midnight.
The king of pop himself.
Child molester.
We don't know that. Under the moonlight, see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but tear and take the sound before you make it.
Played a good part.
Which was that, Vincent Price?
Yes. We too are closing to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver. For no mortal can resist the evil of the thriller. So yeah, let's all just be clear.
That, first of all, John Landis, Michael Jackson, and fucking Vincent Price. That's all you fucking need.
That's Halloween music.
That was it.
That's Halloween music.
That was it.
Yes.
Thriller.
Yes.
Thriller wasn't even punk rock, and it was still fucking punk rock.
Yes.
Goddamn, Michael Jackson in the 80s was fucking awesome.
Yes.
So, yeah, there it is. Those are Halloween music. You know, Rock Lobster, I don't know how, but that's in there too, I've heard. Fucking Rock Lobster. Just all kinds of other stuff, you know, Tubular Bells, like you said, Halloween theme,
mm-hmm.
the fucking Munsters theme, Adam's fucking family.
Mm-hmm.
These are all things that were in a Halloween store that you would hear.
Mm-hmm.
And now they got not even Lady Gaga, for fuck's sake, which I wouldn't even mind that.
Mm-mm.
Not even like Bad Romance or anything. It's just like this techno dancey stupid shit. Mm-hmm. Or I hear like Journey and I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Anyway, hopefully we helped everybody out there now with this.
Yeah, so just go and, you know, like, make yourself your own playlist. I have one on Spotify, actually.
Yes, you do.
I have, like, 150 different songs. Some of it's just classical music.
We used some of it for the wedding.
Yep. Some of it's classical, and some of it's, you know, soundtracks and things like that.
Right.
So, yeah.
All right, well, that's it. We're out of here. So we're going to actually have one more tune, and that's it. We're done. Thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned for Charbel and El Bandito's Power Hour of Love.
Power Hour of Love.
And, you know, we got Spooky Empire coming up in a month. I got a couple more things I'm doing otherwise for the rest of this month.
We have some movies that we're going to see.
Yep.
So we have lots of stuff to report back to you in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, and then once we get to October, we're going to fucking blow.
Whoa!
All right, easy there. But we're going to, like, go fucking nuclear. Because it's fucking Halloween. It's already Halloween now, but... October. Ooh.
We're there.
Yeah.
We're there.
We're very excited. Mm-hmm. So anyway, see you next week. Thanks for
listening.
Bye,
boy.
Nothing takes you like first to do it. Listening to Podunk Radio.